Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, September 20. Coming up, National Identification Bill passed in the lower house. Ministry of Health again urging mothers to exclusively breastfeed for the first 6 months, and Caribbean Maritime Institute to get official name change next week. The news in detail after this break.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity cheaper. We now use cheaper natural gas to make electricity at the Bogue Power Plant in Montego Bay. And we are building an all-new, efficient gas-fired power plant in Old Harbor to replace the old oil-fired one we have now. Energy Vision 2030. Efficient, diversified energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. The National Identification and Registration Bill was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The bill was passed with 100 amendments in response to issues arising from the original draft. In his contribution to the debate on the bill, Prime Minister Andrew Holness commended the team from the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation for their work to bring the legislation to fruition.
They made it a point of duty to meet with all the stakeholders, including meeting with the opposition. And let me thank all the members of the House for carrying through this legislation, including the opposition, that executed their role in giving critical oversight.
The National Identification System, NIDS, will provide a comprehensive and secure structure to capture and store the personal identity information of all Jamaican citizens. The first phase of enrollment is set for September 2018, and the national rollout will be April 2019. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton is urging mothers to consider exclusively breastfeeding their babies for the first 6 months of life. Minister Tufton says appropriate breastfeeding practices have the potential to lower infant mortality in children 5 years old and younger by 14%.
Having said that, I think what we need to do is to highlight the connection between taking care of our young ones, giving them the best possible opportunity, and what that means over time in terms of the stress and strain on the public health system when they're not given that opportunity to be nourished appropriately and therefore not as vulnerable to some of the ailments that accompany malnourishment.
Minister Tufton, who was speaking at the National Breastfeeding Week conference and launch Tuesday, said the target is for 50% of infants to be exclusively breastfeeding at 6 months of age. Research has shown that breastfeeding helps to reduce the risk of childhood asthma and obesity and non-communicable diseases such as diabetes and heart disease later in life. In the meantime, Jamaicans can soon expect a new National Infant and Young Child Feeding Policy and Infant and Young Child Feeding Strategic Action Plan. That's the word from Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton, who says both are geared towards improving the health and well-being of Jamaican children. He says the policy and action plan will better inform healthcare professionals and parents on the proper nutritional habits they should develop in their children.
The action plan proposes several strategies aimed at improving some specific nutrition indicators, exclusive breastfeeding, and complementary feeding indicators.
The minister adds that Cabinet is now in receipt of the documents. Once they are approved, they will be disseminated to the wider society. National Breastfeeding Week is being observed from September 15 to 23 under the theme Sustaining Breastfeeding Together. And the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, will host its Charter Day next Thursday, September 28. The event will mark the official name change from Caribbean Maritime Institute to Caribbean Maritime University. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, says CMI continues to play a key role in training personnel for Jamaica's intermodal transport system.
The expansion, therefore, of CMI will therefore enable the Institute to further contribute to national growth and development by facilitating training and certification for personnel to be employed within organizations engaged in Jamaica's logistics hub and the special economic zones.
Minister Reid was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Monday. He says university status will allow the institution to qualify for grant funding from various agencies and entities worldwide. Meanwhile, the Charter Day ceremony will begin at 3 p.m. next Thursday at the National Arena, culminating with a fireworks display at 10 p.m. The event is open to the public. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service. We'll be right back.